Welcome, Bridge friends. This is Michael with Bridge Hands. This is December 17th, 2010, polling you, number 15. Welcome. And on this session, we'll have a couple advanced and some rudimentary discussions, so there's something for everybody. For those of you who don't get it all the first time, feel free to watch it again. And if you do have some questions, come by Bridge Hands. There'll be more discussion and commentary there. Okay, so South is the dealer with a wonderful hand. In diamonds, we have 9 points. 2 more in spades makes us 11. 5 in clubs makes 16. And the ace of hearts makes 20 points. So modern methods, we use 2 no-trump to describe our hand, balanced and 20 to 21 points. Incidentally, we don't like the fact that we've got a 4-3-3 shape. But look at those lovely diamond honors. Ace, king, queen, fourth. Looks like promotable suit. And we do have a couple nice spot cards, the 10 in the major suits. So 1-2-no-trump it is. Over to west, a pass. North, with 2 kings in the majors. 3 no-trump with 6 points. So we do have 26 or 27 points between north and south hand. Game looks pretty safe at this point. And without a 4-card major, there's no reason to make a 3-club stamen bid. East passes. The auction passes out at 3 no-trump, and west is on the lead. West has a nice lead today. The queen of hearts, atop of a broken sequence from queen, jack, 9 little. And after the queen is played, the dummies come down, and it's time for everybody to put their thinking caps on. First, let's take a look from Declare's perspective. The queen lead suggests a queen, jack, and since South has the 10, it must be a queen, jack, 9 fourth lead. Could be longer. How about our play strategy? Well, at this point, it looks like we have good diamonds with 4-4. We're hoping that we're going to be able to clear that suit. We have at least 3 tricks, could be 4. In spades, we'll have 1 trick, but we would like it if the opponents broke the suit and played the ace first. Not likely to happen. In clubs, we have 1 trick, and in hearts, we have 2 tricks, so we need to get a couple more tricks. Where might they come from? Not promotion play, that's for sure. With mirrored values in all of the suits, this is not the kind of hand we like. In fact, what about North bidding 3 no-trump? Well, with 6 points, there was enough for game. And North actually appreciates having some nice spot cards also. Notice the diamonds, 10-9, 2 little. And in clubs, 10-9-8. Those could be helpful. So what's our play strategy? Well, not much chance to finesse in hearts. Possibly in spades, but they're only 3-3 suit. Eventually, they would take control of that suit. Look at our clubs, though. We have 4 of the 6 top honors. So what we'd like to do is go ahead and promote the club suit. Let's give it a go. Since we don't have a lot of entries to North's hand, I think we'll go ahead and win with the King of Hearts right away. East will play a 3, discouraging continuation of the suit, no help. And we'll play low from the dummy or Declare's hand. Next, we'll go with the 10 of clubs, and sometimes playing the top of a sequence can seduce the opponents into covering it. It just looks irresistible to play the top of a sequence rather than the bottom. East, with queen and 2 little, do we cover? Well, the basic rule of thumb is cover the last of touching honors, and since there's 10-9-8 in the dummy, we'll want to wait a little bit, so we're going to go ahead and play a 6. Low from South's hand, and West will cover. We'll go up with the king. West wonders, why with a 4-card suit are they promoting this suit? It must not be a promotion play after all. Okay, off on lead. West has no opportunity to go with hearts. We saw suit discouragement there with a 3 of hearts from East. Clubs apparently is the suit that Declare is trying to promote, and it looks like it might be a repeated finesse. Incidentally, I hope on trick 1, both of the defenders considered how many points their partner had. They knew the opener had 20 or 21. There was 6 in dummy. That takes about 26, 27. That leaves 13 or 14. That means each of them have about 6 or 7 points, so they can soon get a read on what their partner's honors are and where they might be located. Rather than to go ahead and return a club and probably finesse the partner if it's a repeated finesse, and leading a heart, finessing himself, I think we're going to have West is going to go ahead and just lead a spade. Okay, the five of spades, and let's do second hand low from the dummy. Plays a two. Should East go up with an ace? I think not. Keep a cover card, an honor over an honor. So we'll play the six of spades, kind of a nebulous play. And South wins with the eight. That kind of makes you take rise to think about it a little bit more, doesn't it? What is going on here? Apparently, the defenders are being coy with us. Well, we take the trick. We're one ahead there. But now we have to start planning our play again. So let's go ahead and try clearing that diamond suit. We play the ace of diamonds, small, small, small. We play a second diamond, the king of diamonds, and whoops, what's this? West shows out. Oh my goodness, it's a 4-4-4-1 split. That only happens 28% of the time, 1 in 4 approximately. So we've got a little bad break on our hands here, don't we? Okay, we get a discard of a three of clubs from West. Doesn't tell us much there. What's our strategy going to be here? We could continue diamonds and put them in the lead. We could play the spades, although that's not a great suit to lead when we've got doubletons. It looks like we're going to have to give up something to somebody sooner or later, doesn't it? What do you think? Well, let's give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. We'll go with a high diamond, see if we can squeeze West a little bit, who plays another club. And we go ahead and play the seven of diamonds and forfeit a trick to East. East is on lead with the jack from Jack Fourth. East remembers that there is a queen of hearts led, and so returns a heart back. With a doubleton, always play the top of a sequence to show your present count. That might be important for West to know. So the high heart from a doubleton. And how about South? What are we as Declare going to do? Well, it's time to fish or cut bait. If we go up with the ace of hearts and then win the king of ace of clubs, and then one spade, we're going to be one trick short. We've only got five. That gives us three more. So we need to play low, the ten of hearts. The opponents have done a good job of giving us a guess. And West is very happy to win with the jack. Thanks, partner. Gives a little wink. Not really, hopefully. So, okay, West is on lead. N comes back, fires back a dime right away. And ace wins from South hand, so it was a 4-3-3 break of the suit, West having a heart left. And once again, it's time for South to make a play. We wanted to do the repeated finesse on clubs, but we just can't get back to the hand. The only way is to have the opponents help us. This is what we call an end play. So we're going to play the Queen of Spades and see what happens. A low from West. North, then we play a low from North. Look at this. If East wins the trick, they'll come back with a spade or a club, either of which they're going to be end played. So let's just play low and see what happens. Well, South is happy with this. Continues on with spade again. A 10 to the jack, to the king, to the ace, and the opponents have four tricks. Can they get another one? They lead a seven of clubs, and South has the ace jack and must make the final decision. Okay, it's time for that repeated finesse. Remember, we lost once to the king early on. Will East have the queen or will West? We play the jack. After a moment, West plays a spade. Take a sigh of relief to the repeated finesse work, which will half of the time. And we're rewarded by taking the ace of clubs for our ninth trick, making three no trump. Well, this was an interesting hand, wasn't it? Even though we had 26 points, it wasn't that easy. And the reason why? Because they were mirrored values with 4-3-3 hands. We had to go with finesse plays. And as you recall, we tried the club finesse because we had four of the six top cards in that suit. It looked like we were going to have four tricks in diamonds, no problemo, but it turned out with Jack Forth, we weren't able to get to do a finesse on the suit because we just didn't have enough entries to the hand. Well, there's a couple ways to play this hand, but I hope you gathered and got something from it. It turned out we needed to do an end play is the way this played. We couldn't get back to the club suit, so we let the opponents do that for us. You recall that the lead was a queen of hearts from Queen Jack Forth. It gave some indication. We talked about the fact is right away the opponents were able to deduce they each had about 7 points based upon looking at the dummy when it was exposed. 20 to 21 points for declarer and another 6 for dummy. By about the third trick, it was easy for them to feel is where the honors were with their partners based upon the declarer's play strategy. Well, that's it. We hope you enjoyed the session, and it was great to have you here. Thanks for coming to Bridge Hands, and I hope you have a good day playing bridge.